You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Things are going to be a little bit different over the next week because Raven is on vacation and sitting in is my good friend, Chef Plum.
Hey!
Hey! So you've joined me many a times.
Yes. When
Raven is gone and you've been on the show 1,000 bazillion times.
That's true. And it's my favorite show to do. And if you call me, of course, I'll be there. Thanks for having me.
Oh,
we're
going to
have a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, here's the thing.
Yeah.
What I love the most is getting your reaction to things in person. We love to listen to you on the radio and hear it. It's funny. But when I watch your face, it's even funnier. We need a video part of the show for sure.
Okay, so here's the thing is that Chef Plum is doing his professional thing right now. But Plum is like my friend in real life. So it's funny to see you like in this, let me be professional and Plum and look at me. I am a 6-time Emmy nominated chef.
That's not my voice.
That's 100% what you sound like. This is what you sound like. But the truth of the matter is that it's a lot of fun for us because it's like having a buddy come and sit in for a week.
It's hang
like
out.
A vacation.
It's different. And it's fun for me because it's a little bit different than my normal day-to-day. It's definitely fun for you because who doesn't want to hang out with me?
100%.
See, it's easy. I love it.
You just went on a chef cruise, which I thought was a made-up thing.
No, it's a real thing. I was on with a group called Atlas Voyages. They do these cruises, like they're called excursion cruises, where they had an Epicurean one. They have like one where it's like a history one. It's a big boat, 170 people, not like a Carnival cruise line, though. It's 170 people, nice boat, beautiful, like really nice hotel. I flew into Bordeaux, and then we kind of went to all these little ports.
You were there to work. You weren't there just to have fun on the boat. You were there to like cook for everyone.
Exactly. So they brought me as the guest chef.
If you're not familiar with Chef Plum, he's been on Food Network. He has his own shows. He does a whole lot of fun stuff.
Yeah,
so they hired you to be the celebrity chef on the ship. You may not want to say it.
Right. Yes. But so I did a couple of demos where I like I made a beurre blanc and I do a demo in front of 100 people and I make a big show out of it. And like, it's all silly. And then I had to go on an excursion with them where like I walked with the people. I basically was security. I carried a clipboard and made sure we had everybody.
But they were like, Jared called out sick today.
Yeah.
Give Plum a clipboard to make him make sure we don't lose any of these passengers that paid $1 million for their seats.
That's about right.
Yeah.
But the funniest story I'll tell you, and I'll make it quick. I got back to the boat and they said to me, Plum, Tuesday is a Canadian Thanksgiving. Can you do a demo to celebrate that? And I'm like, oh, sure. Didn't know Canada had a Thanksgiving, but let's do that. So I go back on my computer. I'm researching Canadian Thanksgiving, figuring out what I can make.
Right. Do they do turkey?
They do.
Okay.
It's very, very similar. It's very, very similar. And there's a lot of Canadian people on the boat. Love my Canadian friends. So I come back to him. I said, listen, I'm going to make a cranberry sauce and we're going to make a stuffing done with Grand Marnier and herbs. It'll be easy. It's delicious. I gave him a list. My sous chef gave him a list of everything we needed. They said, great. No problem, chef. No problem, chef. I come back. I get there for the demo. Nothing we asked for was there. We wanted cranberries, even frozen cranberries. They didn't. They gave me lingonberries and like blueberries. And then I didn't have an oven. I asked for a small oven to cook the stuffing in. Very simple.
Right.
They gave me a piano.
A piano?
Not even close to an oven.
Wait,
Not even close to an oven.
How do you cook on a piano?
I don't know. There's a little bit of a language barrier. But
I can tell.
Right. But we made it all work. It was on 120 people just watching me just fumble through all this stuff and make it fun. But really, really great experience. And the thing that blew me away the most, St. Jean de Luz is a vacation place. And it has like this giant, beautiful beach. And I wasn't prepared. If you guys know, if you ever see me, like I wear the same thing every day. Like I wear my chef coat, my shorts. You know, that's how I roll. Totally forgot there's naked people on the beach in France.
Oh.
Looked down. I was like, Oh, okay. Like it's nothing. Just walking around naked.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
It's very real.
Yeah.
Very, very real.
That has nothing to do with the story. He just wanted to tell you that he saw naked people in France.
Well, no, but I felt bad. I want to take pictures of the beach. But like, I can't do that now.
I mean,
can
why
you?
Not? They don't think it's weird.
Well, I don't want to be the guy,
right,
the creep with his camera.
You don't want to get home from your quote unquote work cruise.
Right.
And then your wife is like, you just have pictures of naked people on your phone.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why we have hidden folders.
Okay. Halloween hot takes. Not everybody thinks Halloween is the greatest thing in the world. Chef Plum is joining me while Raven is on vacation. Plum, give me a hot take.
I'll tell you what. I think it's the dressing up for Halloween.
Oh, hot.
I think like when you hit a certain age, it's time to not dress up for Halloween anymore.
What do you think that age is?
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're doing. If you're going to a Halloween party, but if you're just going to go out with your kids for the evening, you know, to go trick-or-treating or around the neighborhood or whatnot. I mean, I see people still dress up that are, you know, adults when they're going out with their kids. That I just don't get it. Like, what's the point?
Unless you just really love Halloween costumes. I went through a period where I loved Halloween costumes. Now I'm good in, like, my sweatpants and a sweatshirt that has a skeleton on it. That's as far as I go.
Flashlight, a beer, we're good.
Maria, your Halloween hot take.
I think haunted houses are so overrated. I am not a person who likes to be scared. I think life is scary enough. I do not want to pay somebody to scare me.
And I'm also willing to bet the tooth fairy never even gave you money. You're no fun.
I hate haunted houses too. I'm 100% with you.
What is wrong with you guys?
Every year I talk about this and every year I get in trouble, and I'm going to get in trouble again this year, but I think it's only a matter of time before something terrible happens in a haunted house. So we have a disagreement on a hot take there. Gino, how about you? Your hot take on Halloween.
I know I'm going to be hated for this. Enough with the sexy costumes. It's supposed to be like, you know, scary, spooky, ghoulish. Why does everything have to be sexy now?
I'm a little upset because my naughty nurse costume looks phenomenal on me. I've lost weight. It looks phenomenal. I have amazing feet. You have no idea.
True story. Plum walked in the studio and got so mad that I didn't notice his 20-pound weight loss. Yeah. You're not even going to say anything?
Nothing.
You're not going to say anything about my weight loss?
Nothing at all.
I mean, I was sitting down. I didn't see you. I'm sorry.
She didn't pay attention to the nurse costume
I'm
wearing.
That's true. I mean, I thought it was weird when you showed up today in a nurse costume, but like, sure, whatever makes you happy. We don't judge around here. You do you.
I hadn't put my eyeliner on yet. I think sexy costumes are fun.
I think that it's fun when you have elaborate, well thought out costumes.
Okay.
I think the sake of being sexy for being sexy doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Veronica, what's your Halloween hot take?
So I love actually bobbing for apples.
That's hot.
It's amazing. As an adult, like, listen, I will move a kid out the way, okay, to get in there and bob for some apples, okay? I'm like, listen, little Timmy, it's my turn, okay?
I kind of agree.
Time out. Raven and I were talking about this the other day. Who still bobs for apples?
That's what we should bring it back. What a fun thing to do. I thought that was amazing.
Bowl of spit that everybody puts their head in.
Listen, we could use a little more germs in our life, for goodness sake.
I mean, and aren't you afraid of drowning? I'm afraid of drowning.
No, how are you going to drown?
You're going to keep your head in. I get competitive. If I'm not winning, then I'm losing, and I'm going in that spitball.
That's true.
No.
I think I think she's right. Bobbing for apples is definitely something that's a forgotten skill when it comes to Halloween.
Sure. All right. Kevin, how about you? What's your Halloween hot take?
My Halloween hot take is, why can't we get burgers and fries instead of candy or something every now and then? I would have loved to have had a Big Mac every now and then instead of one of those Kit Kats. I'm just throwing it out there. There's possibilities.
He can go trick-or-treating and they said, do you want to supersize that?
I'm not against it. I want a slice of pizza. If you're eating a pizza, like, you want to offer me a slice, all right.
Just hand a cheeseburger wrapped in paper. Here you go, son.
Exactly. We need our protein so we can keep up our strength and keep going to get more free stuff.
Right. What if you went trick-or-treating at McDonald's and they gave you, like, a hamburger? That would be pretty great.
You think so?
Yes.
I just think about it walking around that bag for a long time.
I'd eat it on the spot. You'd never.
Yeah. You'd definitely eat it right then and there.
I miss the people when you would go trick-or-treating when I was a kid and they would give you, like, little bags of pennies. I always thought that was cool.
I said in my neighborhood, they use those bags of pennies as weapons. So they stopped doing that.
I always used to say, when you saw the high school kids coming at you and they were using a pillowcase to collect their candy, run. You got to run when you saw that coming. Imagine you walk into a grocery store, you drag your husband with you, and then all of a sudden you look over to him and you say, guess what? We are undercover candy cops.
I feel so bad for Paul. I feel like his life with you is just crazy.
I mean, it's not normal, but I think he likes it sometimes, I think. It's exactly what I did to my husband this past weekend, because I knew that we were in charge of a very important scientific experiment. There was one thing we had to find out. Here we go.
Honey, we are currently undercover candy cops. We are monitoring the Halloween selection of candy here at this grocery store. That gentleman was just looking for Babe Ruth. Do you think Babe Ruth is overrated? Do you even remember what Babe Ruth candy bars are?
I don't even remember what Babe Ruth candy bars are.
Me neither.
Does anybody remember what Babe Ruth candy bars are?
Oh my gosh, Babe Ruths are fantastic. The chocolate-coated nougat with a little bit of caramel inside there too. Oh my gosh, they're so fantastic.
I don't know. I don't remember getting it. I know they were discontinued for a while and then there was demand, but is there still demand for that?
I mean, it's one of those candies I always got excited about when I found it in my kid's Halloween bag.
Okay.
But let's take a look at what's still here and available. It looks like Snickers look very popular. There's not many left.
No, but there's a couple of boxes of 100 grand, and I think I like those.
Nobody likes 100 grand, honey.
You are crazy. What do you mean nobody likes 100 grand? The chocolate, the caramel, the crispy rice, that's a great candy bar.
How come it doesn't come in any of the variety packs?
Well, I mean, I think...
Because nobody likes it.
That's
it didn't
not
make
true.
It. Who even makes 100 grand?
Nobody likes the Hershey's special dark chocolates either. They come in the bag.
Oh, I like those.
Ew.
Are those for moms? Like, Wait a minute. I feel targeted.
They're gross.
That.
They're gross.
Well, they're... Okay.
Lots of peanut M&Ms. Do you know they were just rated the healthiest candy to eat on Halloween?
Did not know that. A lot of nut allergies out there, though.
My husband is obsessed with nut allergies because my daughter has nut allergies. So he thinks that everybody is really concerned, and that's why nobody buys peanut M&Ms anymore.
Well, at least you guys have a hobby. I mean, this sounds fantastic. I'm glad you guys are getting out there, doing some stuff, a little exercise, walking around. What is wrong with you people? What do you do?
This is what we do.
Butterfingers seems to be a small selection. Do people still like those?
Based on the selection left here, I'd say yes.
Butterfingers are another one that I was like, when you bite into a Butterfinger, you remember why you don't like it, right?
I guess because it sticks to your teeth. I want to give your husband a lot of credit here because he is all in 100% with what's going on. Mm-hmm. At first, he was like, what are we doing? And now he's like giving reasons. He's in there Googling different facts about it. I mean, hilarious.
Three Musketeers. Thoughts?
There's more than three Musketeers here, so not a popular one.
My husband desperately wants to be a comedian. He tries to do dad jokes all the time, and he was waiting for my reaction on that. And he gets so mad at me because he thinks that I should always just laugh and go along with it. But he tries.
You gave him crickets. He got nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing on the Three Musketeers. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on all these Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which were voted most popular?
Sticking with the, because they contain peanuts. Nobody wants to buy that.
Oh, my gosh. Him and his peanut thing. What is going on? What did you do to him?
He thinks that because Dakota has, my 5-year-old has this nut allergy, that everybody in the world has stopped buying peanut things. And I tell him that's not true.
No.
I know. He doesn't think so. But you know what we're going to do? We are going to count down the top 5 Halloween candies of all time, according to you. We're going to continue with our scientific experiment.
This is a great way to do an experiment. This
yes.
is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, a poll. There's nothing worse than when you go trick-or-treating and your kid gives you sad eyes and they have a popcorn ball in their hand that was just handed to them by a house.
Popcorn balls are gross. Why is that something somebody even gives out? What year is this?
Yeah, this is a public service announcement. Count down the top 5 Halloween candies of all time. The things that you should be giving out tomorrow night. Sarah, give me number 5.
Kit Kats.
Yeah, solid win there. And I love how they make it so you can break it and share it with people. That was the whole commercial gimmick a long time ago. No one's sharing a Kit Kat.
No one is sharing a single Kit Kat.
No. One's sharing a Kit Kat.
They come like in the mega packs now, which is the ones I buy, because even the ones that are just 2 were never enough.
Yeah.
It was like you could either have the 2, the 4, or the 8.
Right.
If you don't eat 8, like what are you eating a Kit Kat for?
You're wasting your time. You're doing it wrong. You did read the instructions.
Okay, coming in number 4, best Halloween candies. Michelle.
Oh, it has to be M&M's.
It's funny how we are both quiet. Because, like, M&M's, when you eat them, are delicious. And no one's arguing that they're not. But you never really crave M&M's, right?
No, and it's 2025. So when you say M&M's, I think you got to be a little more specific. Are we talking about chocolate M&M's? Are we talking peanut butter M&M's? Are we talking peanut M&M's? Almond M&M's? Caramel M&M's?
I read a study that peanut M&M's are the healthiest Halloween candy you can eat.
I didn't know that healthy and Halloween candy could even be in the same sentence.
Well, I guess only when you're talking about peanut M&M's. And also, you said 2025, like we still don't have 2 months to go.
Well, you know, I'm being realistic here. It's 2024. We're almost there. And by the way, P.S., peanut butter M&M's.
Julie, give me number 3. Top 5 Halloween candies.
Snickers!
I thought Snickers was going to come in at number 1. I mean, love Snickers, but I haven't had it in years because of the peanuts and my kids' allergies.
This is the thing. Does anybody ever say, my favorite candy bar is a Snickers?
Yes. Really?
Because I feel like they do a massive marketing campaign, but no one's ever like, I'll take a Snickers over a Kit Kat.
Before I was celiac and dairy-free and sugar-free and everything else that you know, God has taken
before
away from me.
Before you were just eating birdseed for a living.
Correct. Snickers were my favorite, and they're Raven's favorite, too.
Really?
Yes.
I swear you guys might be the only people I've ever heard say Snickers is my favorite candy.
That's wild to me. All right. Yeah, number 2, Logan.
Definitely Hershey bars.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute. This is Hershey bars to me are an ingredient. They're not a candy. That's an ingredient you buy to make something else.
No, when you give out the full Hershey bars, people get pumped.
They love it.
I love to give those out.
Because now they can make s'mores.
And everybody likes it.
They do, because then they don't have to buy them at the store. They can go back in their drawer and they say, oh, I happen to have these right here when I go to a campfire.
Exactly. But also kids, it's such an easy candy to give them because all kids like a Hershey bar.
I mean, it's just chocolate. It's delicious. But again, it's an ingredient. It's not a treat.
Marianne, give us the number one Halloween candy of the season.
I would say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Finally, a person who understands what candy is supposed to be, Anna. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the pinnacle of what candy is supposed to be.
I read this whole article how the ones that are shaped like pumpkins taste better than the regular cups, and I don't understand how that's a real thing because the ingredients are exactly the same.
I can explain it. Same thing as Christmas time when they shape like Christmas trees. It's like bigger, it's thicker, it's like a nice, hearty bite each time you get it. And they're not tiny. They're not the tiny little individual ones you have to unwrap with paper. There's no paper to unwrap.
I mean, you're wildly, wildly passionate about this.
I think peanut butter cups are the best thing ever invented. It's the best. Peanut butter, chocolate, come on.
Yankees holding on. They're not quite done yet. So last night, Yankees did manage to beat the Dodgers. So now it is, I believe, 3-1. Something really interesting did happen. And the bottom of the first inning, Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts, he caught a foul ball just over the side wall in the right field.
Great play.
But here's what happened.
Wide right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan.
What?
And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference.
This dude grabbed his wrist and was trying to pry the ball out of his glove. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
And even try to take the whole glove off, which was crazy talk.
I mean, you don't even get the ball. You get his glove. You get the whole thing. And then listen to these guys. Listen.
And yeah, Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off.
Yep.
Pries the ball out of there. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
Yeah, he won't. He got ejected. Yeah. Him and his buddy that was grabbing Mookie's wrist trying to get it off.
Just unbelievable insight there. He won't be watching the game much longer. Listen, this is the thing. If you're a fan of a team, do you understand? You just hurt the team. Like, they got an out for that. Like it doesn't help the team at all. Like you are now the number one enemy of New York.
Right. Absolutely. And I have to throw you under the bus real quick.
Me?
Yeah, Chef Plum is in while Raven's on vacation till next Friday.
I didn't take the glove off.
No. You said, I don't understand why there's got to be all these games. Why can't there just be one game?
Yeah, just one game. Like football. Like that's a real sport to me. Baseball is a waste of time.
They call it the World Series because it's a series of games.
So you're allowed to lose a few and be bad. You know what? We're going to play it again tomorrow. Wow, we didn't play it good last night, but we're going to play better tomorrow.
I would argue. Now, again, I know nothing about sports, so maybe I should not be the person that says this. But as an outsider looking in, to me, this is a more accurate representation of what is the better team, because anybody can have a bad day. Anybody could have a bad game. But if you win a series of the best out of seven, at that point, haven't we really figured out who is the best?
The biggest sporting event we have in our country, in the world, arguably. The Super Bowl. It's one game.
But if you really look at the stats, does the best team always win?
In
not
the Super Bowl,
necessarily.
The best team at the moment does.
I don't know.
That's what matters.
Also trending is 50 Cent. So 50 Cent has been in the news.
I'm sorry. What's his name?
50 Cent.
Okay.
50.
just
know 50.
Got you. Yes, yes.
Now, you know, like if you follow him.
50.
You know, 50's kind of broke.
Is there D's in that?
Yeah, it's 50 Cent. And he was asked, because there was a rumor going around that he was offered $3 million to perform at the Madison Square Garden Donald Trump rally. And listen to what he said.
I got a call, but they wanted me to, well, Sunday. They still offered me $3 million.
He turned it down?
Do that? Yeah, I didn't even go far back. I wasn't talking to them about that kind of stuff. I'm afraid of politics.
He said, I'm afraid of politics. And I got to be honest with you. It doesn't matter what side you're on. I've never agreed with 50 Cent in my life, and I agreed with him right there. I'm afraid. Every time I open a mic and I say anything about politics and I stay as neutral as possible because I don't want that hate, somebody will complain. And I am also afraid of politics. I cannot wait for this to be over.
You and me both. Yeah. I couldn't agree more, and I think you're absolutely right. That's the smartest thing he's ever said. No, thanks. Yeah, I don't want to be a part of any of this.
But not for nothing. He probably could use the $3 million.
I don't know.
Yes, that's a lot.
People say he's broke, but the guy does movies still, you know?
Mm, yeah, but he's like, I don't know. I don't know. Fitty might be broke.
Residuals.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not so sure about that.
He's got D's in his name now.
Fitty. Put out an open casting call to all parents and kids, and we said, record your children. Ask them, if they had a magic wand, what would they do with it?
So fun. I can think of a million things I would do with it, but these answers have to be better than what I would think of.
Chef Plum is in with me while Raven is on vacation till next week. I started immediately. I was like, let me go ask my daughter, who'll be 6 in a couple weeks, and here's what she said she would do with a magic wand.
I would turn my food into candy.
Yeah, she would turn all her food into candy.
Yeah, that's important. I think that's great. I mean, maybe she doesn't realize that for Halloween, she's going to get lots of candy. But, you know, I mean, why not turn all the food to candy?
I feel like saying all you eat is candy anyway. Why does it even matter? It's like my lifelong struggle to get that child to eat a vegetable. But anyway, I regress.
What would you do if you had a magic wand?
I would personally make myself a part of the royal family.
Interesting.
What?
He wants to be part of the royal family.
Really?
I mean, you just get money. Like, if you think about it, it's kind of...
You just get money.
It's got a lot of drama that goes along with it, but essentially, they all have billions of dollars.
But of all the things you could do with a magic wand, that's what you pick?
That's what he said. Very important to him.
What would you do if you had a magic wand?
I would make a sandwich and eat it.
If you had a magic wand, you'd make a sandwich.
Yes, so I could eat it.
I mean, he's like, dumb. I just told you. That's exactly what I would do.
I know. He's like, didn't you listen to me the first time?
Right.
It makes total sense, right? I mean, listen, maybe the kid's hungry. Maybe he needs a sandwich. It makes sense to me. It's a perfect food, a sandwich.
What would you do if you had a magic wand?
I would disappear a piano.
What?
He would disappear a piano.
Sure.
I mean,
what?
How many pianos do you have at your house that you felt like we should get rid of some of them, right?
I would disappear a piano. Like, yeah, they just, I wish we had a couch, Mom. We have too many pianos here.
What would you do if you had a magic wand?
I would cast a spell to clean the litter box for me.
Oh, yeah. Kids don't like to clean the litter box. He wants to clean the litter box for me.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense.
Well, I'm so glad that there is a child out there that has taken responsibility for their pets.
I give him credit.
Give
him credit for that.
I feel like when we got my dog, everybody had promises. I don't see a lot of them doing what they're supposed to be doing at this point. I'll say that.
What would you do if you had a magic wand?
I would cast a spell on my sisters to get them to be quiet.
I mean, listen, that makes a lot of sense to me. It makes a lot of sense. Just all of a sudden, these kids walking around with no mouths. That'd be incredible.
What would you do if you had a magic wand?
Make money appear.
How much money?
A lot. A whole lot.
Does anybody disagree with this kid?
I mean, I'd like to know what he thinks a whole lot is. I feel like that was going to go a really fun direction there.
Let's find out.
What do you need money for?
So I can travel to New Orleans and get Lego.
Lego and New Orleans. I don't know. He's got like 10 grand. That's what it needs, I guess.
I mean, he's got it figured out, though. At least he has a plan.
Exactly.
Okay, what would you do if you had a magic wand?
Freeze everyone in town.
Freeze everybody in town.
Wait a minute.
How sad do you feel for that town?
I mean, what happened here? This kid needs some counseling, I feel like.
She's mad at everybody that lives in town. Probably Arendelle. That's probably where she lives.
Okay, Declan, if you had a magic wand, what would you do with it?
Make my homework disappear.
I would also make my homework disappear.
Makes
I would
sense.
Like to make work disappear just for a couple days.
Just
take
for a
nap.
Few, just
yes.
a little bit.
Yes.
What would you do if you had a magic wand?
I would use it to be invisible and do other cool things.
Like what?
I would make you give me chocolate cake over and over again, and I'll eat nonstop.
That girl likes some chocolate cake.
She is fired up.
Girl, I'm with you, Campbell. I like chocolate cake, too.
She's living
and
the dream.
Why would you
want to
be invisible?
So that I can kick people in the butt.
She's so gross. Let's go back. Right?
People in the butt.
She's hilarious, that
You're
girl.
You're so weird.
Yeah. New fear unlocked. You ever have something suggested to you or you see something on social media and all of a sudden you have a new fear that you didn't even know existed until you saw that thing?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm telling you, I watched this thing once on Instagram because you scroll through videos early in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was this crazy, scary looking thing with black eyes and knocking on somebody's door and the whole mystery about they're knocking on your door. They ask to come in. You have to open the door. It was crazy. And now all I do is see it in my sleep, especially late night.
Okay. On that note, I had a real fear unlocked.
That's scary.
Okay. Your algorithm's weird. We were talking about when kids get lice because I'm terrified of lice. And a listener texted our text line at 1-800-330-9999. And she said that one time her child got lice so bad that it was in their eyebrows.
What?
And they had to go to the doctor's office and the doctor had to pluck the lice out of the eyebrows. And now every night, my almost 6-year-old, I'm in her eyebrows.
Oh my God.
I'm like just looking in them like a crazy person. You
wow.
know?
I think I have a new fear now as well.
Yeah, new fear
this
unlocked.
Is terrible.
What's been yours? Christina.
I am really, really terrified of one of those man on the street interviewers coming up to me and asking me something that I definitely know, but I'm going to forget and I'm going to look stupid on TikTok.
It's also part of my job to do man on the street. So I understand. And their job is for you to say dumb things. I have tricks.
For sure.
It sounds awful to say it, but when we want people to say things that are ridiculous, there's tricks that we have.
I agree.
That will get you to say the things. Like, so you'll answer, and instead of me pulling back the microphone, I'll just leave it there.
Just leave it.
And I smile and I nod my head like there's something else you should be saying. And I promise you, 9 times out of 10, something dumb will come out of your mouth next.
I wish that I could just explain to you guys the visual that Anna just did for me when she was holding her fake microphone and her uncomfortable smile and eyes. Like, that's my new fear. Oh, my God.
Your new fear unlocked. That's what it is.
What the heck was that?
Me doing man on the street.
That was insane. Yeah. That was insane. Yeah.
So I got my start in radio was doing man on the street.
Was it?
Yes.
I think man on the street interviews are fun. Listen, you got to always remember, when they put a mic in front of your face, just don't stop talking. You be the expert. Just start talking constantly. Don't give them a chance to break in.
If I'm like in a city and I get stopped, I'm ready. I'm ready to give them the crazy that they're looking
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I know the minute they get that crazy, they can go home. And I want to do them a favor. Do them a solid.
Do them a favor. You're so funny.
Sean, what's your new fear unlocked?
Meteors. You guys, you seen the videos on YouTube? There's like meteors crashing in like Russia.
I've seen some videos, yes. And we had like a comet flying around. We could see it in the sky for several weeks.
Yeah. So now if I hear like a plane in the sky and or something that sounds like that and I don't see it, I don't know what it is.
Wow. That's interesting. I have a new fear, Anna. Can I tell you what it is?
Sure.
I have a fear of being trapped in a circle of people and all they want to do is talk about restaurants with me or food.
Oh, you mean like basically what you've been hired this week to do on the show?
Listen, I was on this cruise ship where I was the headlining chef of this cruise ship. And it's a smaller cruise ship, 170 people. And they would corner me, these people, they would corner me and wouldn't let me out. And they would just talk to me about restaurants and food. And they all wanted to tell me about, my grandson makes the best meatballs. I don't care.
Because that's one of the top 5 things that people want to talk about. Do you know that? So there's a list of the top. If you look at the corner of my computer right now, it's the top 5 things that people want to talk about. And on that list is food. People love to talk about food.
I don't mind talking about it. And I love talking about it. But like, if I need to get out, give me an out. I mean, they would like cage me in. They basically would make a human chain and not a, like, it wasn't Red Rover. I couldn't break through. Mm-hmm. I was stuck and had to listen to them all tell me their stories.
I'm deathly afraid of heights, but last weekend I rappelled down an 18-story building 248 feet for an incredible local organization.
I watched you on Instagram, and I was like, you have to be kidding me. She's really doing this?
If you want to go to Instagram, you can go to Anna on Raven, and you can see it for yourself. But here's the thing. It was windy. I lost my footing as I was rappelling down. I was terrified. The wind blew me into the building.
Hilarious.
And you see me just flailing like a crazy person, trying to like get back into position.
It's scary.
Yeah, you can watch it on our Instagram. And so many people wrote, new fear unlocked, dangling off a building, not knowing what to do.
I mean, I had the same thought about a new fear being unlocked, but mine was you in that helmet. It was really creepy.
Oh, I like the helmet. The helmet made me feel safe.
Did it?
What was your new fear unlocked that you saw on social or TV and it bothered you? 1-800-330-9999. Eric, new fear unlocked. What was it?
Buying groceries.
Why is that scary?
I have a guess.
So many recalls. There's so many recalls. How am I not going to get my family sick?
Also, because it costs $17,000.
The expense of it, no doubt about it. Because milk's $8 a gallon now.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Maria, new fear unlocked. What is it?
It is either walking or driving through fog. Not for nothing. That's the most scariest thing for me is something's going to snatch me up.
What?
Like The Walking Dead or the movie The Mist. Teachers. I'm trying to hurry up and get through it as fast as I can.
Not today. Not today.
Wow. Okay, well.
I mean, fog is scary. When you're driving through fog and you can't see, you don't know what's coming at you next or what's going to creep into your door.
Well, that's what I was thinking when she said it. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you can't see when you're driving. That is scary. I'm not afraid someone's going to snatch me up. That wasn't where I thought she was going.
No, now you will be.
I am for now.
Thanks, Maria. Joe, new fear unlocked. What is it?
Actually, now there's two of them. One of them is on TikTok now. They randomly take pieces of food and look under the microscope, and you see all these vile things crawling around. I don't know if it's real. I don't know. You know, they'll open up a package of something, and there's little mites or something. That grosses me out, especially now with all this E. coli going around and listeria in food.
That's terrifying.
And my second fear unlocked is we do a lot of babysitting. You know those baby monitors, and you look in to see if they're sleeping? From watching all these creepy movies, when you look on a baby monitor, it's that black and white. And sometimes if the baby is up looking, their eyes like kind of glow.
I knew you were going to say it, and they look possessed like little demons.
Yeah, I'll go with the mites on my strawberries, but that video of the kid, it's like, oh, no, I'm not going in there.
Oh, my cousin watched a documentary and became a vegetarian after watching one of those vegetarians, like those documentaries on meat. I was like, I never will watch a documentary about meat ever because I don't want to give up my chicken and my steak.
I'm scared to death now to open my phone. I'm afraid all I'm going to see are close-up pictures of food now, thanks to him.
Yeah, I know. Thanks so much, Joe. We appreciate it. What do monsters talk about when kids aren't around? Valid question.
It's a great question. Yeah. It's a fantastic question.
Chef Plum is hanging out with me. Raven's on vacation till next week. We put a casting call out on our Facebook and Instagram pages. If you don't follow us yet, it's at Anna and Raven. And we said, parents, record your kids because we need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
What are these monsters talking about when kids aren't around? And the first person I asked, of course, was my almost 6-year-old daughter, Dakota. And this is what she had to say.
I think they talk about, like, important stuff. Like, sneak under beds.
To sneak under beds?
Yeah.
Are there any monsters under your bed?
No.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. That's for sure. And honestly, she's right. They talk about where to sneak, where to hide, where they can, you know, jump out and scare kids. I think it makes a lot of sense. They're going to compare notes, different houses, different places. Makes sense.
Important stuff.
Yeah.
Monsters are talking about important stuff.
Very important stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think monsters talk about when they're not around kids?
Let's eat kids.
She said it so calmly. Then listen. Let's go back. Is that nervous laughter or is she terrified?
That's creepy laughter. Like, like a monster took her over. She's like, oh, I let that slip out. Oops.
Right, exactly. Because she knows. She knows that the monsters are coming.
That's crazy.
What do you think monsters talk about when kids aren't around?
How much they want to eat them.
What do you think a monster's favorite kid is?
The heavier set kids.
Okay.
As a heavy set child myself.
Sure.
I would just say that a monster has never approached me to eat me. But I would say that I was probably tastier than all the other children.
Yeah, it makes sense, I guess. I get the extra layer of, I always say, fat's where the flavor's at.
My nonna, she gave me a lot of meatballs and a lot of provolone. So I was quite a tasty young child.
What do you think kids taste like?
Cow.
I mean, it's probably not too far off. I was thinking something a little more gamey, maybe lamb, just, you know.
Lamb?
Like, I don't know, just a little bit gamier meat, maybe venison. It just, you know, it's
you
probably.
You think we taste like venison?
Probably, close to that.
Oh, you I'll know. Go with cow. I would say chicken. Doesn't everything taste like chicken?
I mean, people don't. It's red meat.
Oh, we got deep. All right.
What do you think monsters talk about when people aren't around?
What spice is best for cooking people?
What spices?
It's a great conversation.
Oh, is it?
It makes sense.
All right. I will humor you since you are an actual professional chef. If you were going to cook the children, what spices would you use?
Well, salt's going to be very, very important here because you want to make sure you season the meat up properly, right? Very, very important. I would go a little chilies, too, a little fresh chilies, some fresh herbs in there as well, a little rosemary, a little thyme. Here's the thing, though, Anna. When you're searing off your human thigh or whatever you're cooking there.
This is terrible.
Don't put black pepper on it until the end. Black pepper burns. We want to finish it with black pepper. Don't cook with black pepper.
Okay.
Specifically when it's a gamey piece of meat, such as a human being.
Got it.
Question, what do you think monsters talk about when kids aren't around?
They would usually talk about eating some more kids because kids are scared of monsters, so that would make sense.
But the monsters in Monsters, Inc., they don't eat the kids, they just try to scare them.
Well, they usually scare them, but sometimes monsters eat kids.
Have you ever been eaten by a monster?
No. That's why I'm reporting this.
Well, it's a good thing we have you.
I mean, honestly,
a good thing.
Honestly, I think this kid might have just got in trouble. Like, I feel like he gave away some secrets here from these monsters. Like, they're going to be very angry at him.
He's reporting. He's good. He's helping out all the other kids.
Scary ingredients. Way too many syllables.
It's that time of year again, that spooky time of fear again.
It's time for Halloween Candy Autopsy with Anna and Raven.
Lynn-Ann, here we go. I get to use my spooky witch voice. Get excited.
Oh, I cannot
I'm
wait for this.
I'm very excited. I heard it.
All right. This is how it works. I'm going to read you the ingredients to a very popular Halloween candy using this incredible spooky Halloween voice.
There's even hand motions. You have to see this. There's even hand motions.
If you can correctly identify the candy I am describing, you will win a Home Depot gift card.
Can I help?
Woo-hoo.
No, you cannot help. Why would you possibly be able to help?
Why? I want the witch to yell at me, not you.
You are not allowed to help, Chef Plum. Chef Plum is here this week for Raven while Raven is on vacation. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Okay. The spooky ingredients are... sugar, corn syrup, semi-sweet chocolate. That includes chocolate, sugar, cocoa, milk fat, lecithin, cocoa butter, PGPR, natural flavor, and milk. Also, there's invert sugar, egg whites, and oil of peppermint.
You are the Daniel Day-Lewis of witches. I gotta give it to you. You have to see this. She's way into the character right now.
What do you think this popular Halloween candy is?
Did you say oil of peppermint on the end there? That threw me off.
I did! I certainly did!
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna guess.
You know it. Come on, you definitely know this.
Hershey bars?
No!
Wow.
What?
Mint.
What? I know. How can that even be real?
No. A peppermint patty?
Yes!
I mean, come on.
I was going to say that, but I thought it was too obvious.
It's supposed to be obvious. I want to give you a Home Depot gift card. Well, congratulations. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, good.
Because I am feeling very generous today.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. I thought it was way too obvious.
Congratulations.
Hold on the line. We're going to get all your info. Hold on.
Thank you.
Did you say mint?
Yes, I did. But that's okay. We're all friends here. It's all right.
How about a Hershey bar?
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Going to take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. The Couples Court is powered by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it so easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/Anna and Raven. Haley and Tito. Haley, let's start with you. What's going on?
So our daughter is going to go out for Halloween this year. You know, she's very excited. She loves Halloween. And she's got a group costume with her friends. She told us they were going to go as crayons. We didn't really think anything of it. But then she showed us her costume, and it's a leotard. It's a little scandalous. I don't see much wrong with it, but, my husband is not really a fan, but this is a group costume and it's what the group decided.
So Tito, what's the problem? I'm going to guess.
Well, the problem is that crayons don't need to be in leotards or in thigh-high stockings, especially for 15-year-old girls. So I was all aboard. You know, a crayon costume sounds cute until I see what it is.
Hmm.
How old is she?
15.
15, okay.
Honestly, so as a father of three girls, right?
Mm-hmm. Chef Plum is sitting in for Raven while he's on vacation.
I couldn't sit here any quieter and let you introduce me. I'm losing my mind here. You know, one of the worst things you can do as a dad, as a father, is to start inserting yourself into those conversations. If you want to distance yourself from your kids quickly, that's how you do it.
Well, right. So what is it that you want Tito for her to do? When is the party?
It's on Saturday, which is... You know, it's already past Halloween. Right?
I mean, it's Halloween weekend. Like, come on.
Okay. I mean, I see.
What about, here's my deal. Okay, to be a crayon, you don't need a leotard. I say sweats.
You want her to wear the color, just go buy sweatpants, and then everybody else in the group that's also a crayon wears the leotard, but she's wearing something different?
Well, that was my question, too, Anna. Does Tito now want the entire group to have to go buy sweatpants? Because, listen, again, you want to distance yourself from your kids quickly. Make them different than everybody else.
I just can't have it. Either, you know, she changes the costume or she can't go. That's it.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Haley, what are your thoughts on this?
I think you're blowing this a little out of proportion. And I think you're right that if we push too hard on this, she's going to push back. Hell, she might wear sweatpants and just change into the outfit she was planning on wearing to the party anyway. I certainly did that at her age. And I think she's old enough to make decisions about the kind of clothes that she wears. And if it's what her friends are wearing, then it's what she's going to want to do. I just think that we need to pick our battles here and that this is not as bad as we think it is. I trust her. I trust the parents of the house that she's going to. I'd take greater issue if I knew that she was going to be drinking. I just think that this is, I understand your reservations, but I just don't think that this is a battle we need to be fighting.
All right, well, 15 years old, you don't approve of the costume. Can you tell her she can't go or she has to wear something different than the group? What do you think? What do you do when your daughter is wearing a suggestive costume? They are going to be crayons. That was the whole plan, Chef Plum.
I don't know how suggestive it can be as a crayon.
Yeah,
I mean,
except they're wearing leotards with thigh highs, like, and they're all just different colors.
I
essentially,
get it.
They're just the rainbow dressed in leotards. And Dad is not on board. Tito says you're either wearing sweatpants or you're not going to this party. But it's a group costume. But she's 15.
Yeah, talk about making your kid feel weird around her friends. Don't be that guy.
Well, I don't know. Haley says exactly the same thing. Like, you can't make her be the only one in the group costume not wearing it. She's 15. Let her wear what she wants. It's okay.
Hey, I'll give you from experience as the father, the last thing you want to do is tell the daughters what they can and can't do, especially when it comes to what they wear.
Charlie, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the daughter's side. I think that dad is being a little crazy for saying she has to wear sweatpants to a Halloween party. His daughter is 15. I know when I'm 15... I would not want to wear sweatpants when all my friends are wearing leotards.
I know, but I just want to say for the record that nothing would make me happier if I could go to parties and work events and wear sweatpants.
You'd wear sweatpants everywhere.
I would always just be in sweatpants. Like, I'm going out trick-or-treating with my kids. Guess what I'm wearing?
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants! And they're going to be hot, too. Just kidding. They're going to be Gap black sweatpants with my skeleton sweatshirt. 15 years old, you found out your daughter is going to a Halloween party this weekend, and she's dressing as a crayon. But no, it's a sexy crayon. It's a leotard with thigh highs. You just found this out, and you say, no way. You can wear sweatpants. I don't care what the rest of the group is wearing.
You got to be careful here as the father, because you start preaching and telling these kids what to wear now, specifically your daughter, what to wear. They're going to push you away, man. They're going to push you away.
That's exactly what's going on with Tito and Haley, and Haley agrees with you, Chef Plum. Mom says, this is what all the friends are wearing. This is what they're all wearing. It's fine. But do you agree? If you're not happy with what your child is wearing, their costume, do you put your foot down? Samantha, whose side are you on?
I'm on mom's side. As a woman, I understand she wants her daughter to feel included. Yes, the leotard is a little bit like, But at the same time, does he allow her to wear leggings? Does she wear tight shirt? It's as long as it's not showing and it's not open too much, he should just let it go. Because again, if he's allowing her to wear other tight clothing, it's the same thing. It's like Chef Plum said, you're gonna push your daughter away.
Stephanie, what do you think?
Honestly, coming from a teenager that grew up like with strict family, I would say that like she definitely is gonna push back if the parents keep giving her like strict things. Like, if she can't wear the leotard because it's a group thing, then it's going to be
pushback on her end. But I do agree with the mom.
Jay, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the father's side. I think, call me old school, but nowadays, you have to take a little bit more of a parenting role than a friend role. Fathers need to be supported by their wives. I have two young girls as well, and there is definitely no way in the world that I want my kids looking like everybody else. If I think the little girl was a little girl, because 15 is still young, she was very strategic on leaving out what she was going to wear, because every costume that I see of Crayola crayons, it's either sweatpants, really cute outfits. I haven't really seen these type of outfits. So, Dad, way to go. And I think you could come up with some good idea other than sweatpants. But if you don't start taking control now, when do you draw the line?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Haley, our audience agreed with you today. Tito, if you start telling her she can't wear the group costume or she needs to wear something different, it's just going to cause a lot of resentment. And is that something you really want to do? She's 15. She's got to start making decisions on her own.
I mean, I trust her. And, it, you know, the audience chose, so that is what it is. I just don't trust boys, all right? You know, I was a boy.
Yeah, welcome to being a father of daughters. That's what it's always about. It could be so much worse, too. Have you ever been to those Halloween costume stores? It could be a nurse costume. It could be a Batman character. Who knows?
Is there really inappropriate Batman costume?
Harley Quinn. Think about Harley Quinn.
Okay. Well, I mean, all right.
That's 1 point for a plum.
Haley, you have to be happy to hear this, though.
No, I think this is the right decision. I really trust our daughter. I understand the not trusting boys thing, but I think that it's good to let her be independent and make these decisions herself.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Two hosts, multiple clues, only one right answer. It's time to play Heads Up with Anna and Raven.
Heads Up is powered by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Barbara, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you. Raven's away on vacation, so when he comes back next Friday, the Can't Beat Raven jackpot will be up to $1,300. Chef Plum, my buddy, is sitting in. Here's the thing. He's really bad at this game.
This is not true, Barbara. Don't worry. We are champions, and we're going to make this happen.
I might be bad at it, too, so good luck.
Here's okay. How it works.
Wait a minute.
Heads up.
I don't want this negativity here. It's
going to be fantastic. I have so much faith in both of you.
Positive energy.
Yeah, we're giving away Amazon Echoes. So here we go. Here's how it works. Okay. You get to choose which topic you want. Today's options are, Barbara, things associated with Halloween or hum the Halloween hits. He's going to give you clues, Chef Plum, and you have to get 5 of them in 60 seconds. Which topic would you rather have? Things associated with Halloween, or would you rather him hum the Halloween hits and you got to guess the song name?
Things associated with Halloween.
All right.
You ready to do it?
All right. So I have to say, I can't say what it is.
You cannot say what it is.
I just describe it, and she has to guess what it is. And generally, it's a one-word answer, right?
It's a one-word answer, yes.
Okay. All right. We can do this.
We got this. Barbara, you ready?
60 seconds on the clock.
It's Halloween, so you have to dress up and wear a
costume.
During Halloween, when we go trick-or-treating, people put blank in a bag.
Candy.
All right. They're orange, and you carve them. You make them look really pretty and put a candle in them.
Got it.
Okay, these are little animals that fly, but they're mammals.
Bat.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yep. There you go. These are very, very spooky, and you can dress up for one at Halloween by wearing a sheet and cutting the eyes out.
Ghost.
That's right, Anna. Come on. What are you talking about?
Oh, you got better. You did it in 31 seconds,
too. How about that?
Oh, that was nice.
Barbara, you're a big winner. Because of you, we did that. That was all you.
That's it. You won. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yeah. There we go. We got this, Barbara. I told you we were champions, Anna. You didn't pay attention.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know what? It's because I did it. I did 5 in 60 seconds instead of 6 in 60 seconds because I had zero faith in you, Plum.
That's so hurtful.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.